Want to get in on the Black Friday, Cyber Monday buying frenzy? Ready to have a nice cash injection into your business? Want to validate some digital product ideas that you've had and see if they are offers that your audience actually wants? Well, in today's episode of the Passive Project Podcast, I'm sharing my Black Friday, Cyber Monday validation and cash injection strategy, which is going to answer all of those questions. Tune in to find out how you can use Black Friday to validate your digital product ideas, even if you don't have them created yet. The 5 steps to run your promotion effectively, why you want to offer products at varying price points, and how to utilize this strategy even if you don't have a lot of time or anything set up yet. That's all coming up in today's episode of the Passive Project Podcast. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of two, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. What's up, you guys? Welcome to this episode of the podcast. I'm really excited to dive into today's topic. I think it's going to be a really, really juicy one, especially for any of you who have some digital product ideas, but you haven't sort of created them yet, and you need a kind of fun way to validate and launch them. This is going to be the episode for you. So before I dive into that, though, I wanted to tell you about 2 things. First off is that the Boss Project Summit starts tomorrow, Tuesday, November 12th. So that means that if you haven't snagged your ticket yet, you best be going to do that right now. Head on over to GemmaBonhamCarter.com/summit and you'll be able to snag your free seat. It is a summit that is put on by my friends, Abigail and Emily, who run the Boss Project. And it's an incredible lineup, 4 days of speakers. I'm on day one, but the roster is pretty incredible, talking all things online marketing, selling, all the things that you need to know as an online entrepreneur, whether you sell products, services, whatever it might be. So head on over and snag your free ticket if you haven't already. Again, it's GemmaBonhamCarter.com/summit. The other thing I wanted to let you know about is that in 2 weeks' time, we are going to be having an incredible week of promotions for Black Friday week. So get ready, because we have new products dropping every single day, and they are incredible. These are products that I have been wanting to create for a long time, and they're the questions that you guys are always asking me, and I've been listening, and so I have been creating some incredible stuff to help you with, you know, creating online courses, creating like better emails for your subscribers, having like more beautiful kind of like lead magnet graphics, and making it easy to promote your lead magnets. We have so many good things. There may even be a flash open of the Passive Project membership in there. Hint, hint. So we are going to be delivering an incredible Black Friday week of promos. So if you aren't already on my email list, then make sure that you head on over to the link in the show notes, where you can get yourself on the wait list to get all of those deals. It's going to be like daily deals, basically, coming to your inbox during Black Friday week. So head on over to the link in the show notes to make sure that you are on our list so you don't miss any of those, because they're going to be active for only 24 hours and they're going to be incredible promos. So that's GemmaBonhamCarter.com/deals. You can head on over to the show notes. We have a link right there for you too. Okay, so let's dive into today's topic. And this is actually, it's related to what, you know, to the Black Friday stuff that is going on in my business. It's kind of what I want to talk about today. And it's called the Black Friday Cyber Monday Validation and Cash Injection Strategy. So this is a strategy that I have used and come up with, and I want to share it with you because it may just be exactly what you need for a little push of, I don't know, productivity and cash to end your, we're not at the end of Q4, but frankly, the end of November tends to be like the biggest buying time. And you don't really want to be planning tons of like promotions and launches into December because people start to peace out for the holidays, right? So Black Friday, Cyber Monday, it's an important time of year for a few reasons. Like I mentioned, people are just in the buying mentality. All of like the retail stores and the brands and everything that you can think of, they all capitalize on Black Friday, right? Because it's just kind of this time of year that people are in a kind of a spending mood. I know for myself, like we actually keep kind of a running list of the things that we need to get, whether it's like for our household or tech stuff or things for the kids. We actually keep a running list from kind of summertime on and wait for Black Friday. And we wait to see what deals come because usually a lot of those things that we needed to purchase anyway end up going on sale on Black Friday. And so we're able to save money. And so people are just in this buying mentality. And as a business owner, whatever it is that you sell, you want to be capitalizing on that, right? And getting a piece of the pie for yourself. I went to a Shopify meeting. This was quite a while ago now, but Shopify headquarters are here in Ottawa where I live. And so I went to an evening sort of meeting that they were having in their headquarter office. And they show this incredible graphic of the purchases that were made on all Shopify powered stores during Black Friday. And it was this, like the culmination of all of that, all of those orders was equivalent to the rest of the year's purchasing. So it meant that the stores made as much in one day as the other 364 days combined, which is like ridiculous if you think about it. So the bottom line is your audience is expecting promotions and deals. And this is, like I mentioned earlier, kind of your last chance to do a big push before the end of the year and before we get into kind of holiday mode. And so I really want you to take advantage of it and really try to amp up your income and revenue before the end of the year. So let's get into the Black Friday Cyber Monday validation and cash injection strategy. The idea behind this strategy is that it is really meant for people who like A, already have digital products that they're selling, and B, maybe have other ideas for other digital products they've wanted to create but haven't created them yet. Or maybe they don't have any digital products yet, but they have these ideas swirling around in their head and they need to validate the ideas. So it's basically, the method is basically for any kind of digital product, whether it's a course, membership, mini offers, like downloads, templates, all of that kind of thing, but you don't have had to have created them yet. And the idea here is that you are going to validate your ideas during the Black Friday week. Now, there is one prerequisite, and that is that you do need to have some kind of audience to sell these to. So you need to have, whether it's like a following on Instagram, you've started to build your email list, you have a Facebook group, you have a following, an audience somewhere that you are able to pitch these products to. That is a bit of a prerequisite. I'm sure you've been working on that already though, and you already have an audience. No matter how big or small, it doesn't matter. You can still use this method. So the idea behind this method is that you are going to take Black Friday and kind of the frenzy that happens around Black Friday, and you are going to offer a new product or like a flash sale on a digital product for all 5 days of the week of like Black Friday week. So let's like extend Black Friday. It's not just a day. We're going to extend it to a week long event. Frankly, you could even make it a 6-day event by like adding Cyber Monday on the back end of it. So I want you to treat it like a full week, and each and every day of that week, you are going to make a new offer to your audience, a new flash sale that is going to be available only for those 24 hours. And so the idea is that there is some serious urgency there for your buyer or for your audience to actually hit the buy button if they want to get that offer while you're offering it. So if you already have digital products for sale, if the doors are closed, so let's say you offer like a course, right? If the doors are closed to the course, well, that can be one of the products for one of your days and you have a flash open, right? You open the doors to your course and that's where the urgency is coming from. If on the other hand, you have a course or any kind of digital product that is always for sale on your website anyway, it's like always there, people can buy it anytime. Well, what you are going to need to do from an urgency perspective is offer a discount on that product. So if you sell something for $47, let's say it's some kind of, I don't know, let's say it's like a how to learn calligraphy workbook that you sell for $47. Well, if you are going to take that workbook and make it one of your offers for one of the Black Friday days, you are going to make that on sale. So it's going to be $29, let's say, for your special promo. So the idea here, though, is if you haven't created any digital products yet, or let's say you only have one or two, and we're going to want to fill out our week, right, with five different products, is that this is your opportunity to validate your ideas. Because it's great to do market research where you ask your audience and you check in, you're looking at, like, you do that deep dive, right, into like Google and Facebook groups and check out what people are saying about the problem that they're trying to solve and all of that kind of stuff. And all of that market research is great. But the best validation is to have paying customers, right? And so the idea with this strategy is that you are going to be offering these new product ideas and you are validating them. Because if people, let's say you offer some new product on like the Tuesday, and let's say, I don't know, let's say you teach about Instagram, and on Tuesday you release a product that's called like your Instagram hashtag database, let's say it's something like that. And this isn't something you've ever created or offered before. And so you're validating it. Well, if you have tons of people purchase that product on Tuesday and they're super excited about it, boom, you have just validated that product idea and you know it's a good product. You know that that is something that you should like flush out, create, and take it even to the next level, like in the following year, right? And in 2020, you can take that product and like go gangbusters with it because obviously people love it and want it. Now, on the other hand, you might offer another product idea. Let's say you are, let's just keep going with the example of you're like an Instagram educator. And let's say you put together, I don't know, Canva templates or something for like Instagram stories. Let's say that's another idea that you had and you offer that on Thursday and you get crickets and nobody's buying. Well, again, my friend, there is your validation. They are telling you that they don't want that product. And here's the beauty. Because you are doing it in this way, you haven't spent the time creating all of these products yet. So here's like the little trick to this is you actually aren't creating all of these products beforehand, okay? You are creating the title, you're naming it, you're putting together like the features of what it would include, but you have a very clear disclaimer on your checkout page and you make it really clear to your audience that there is a deliverable date with that product. So let's say it's the Instagram hashtag database. You're going to say, and you know it, okay, after the Black Friday week, it would take you about a week to turn that product around. Well, you are going to put on your checkout page, Instagram hashtag database will be delivered on such and such a date to your email inbox, right? Like you're going to make that really clear to your buyer that they are going to need to say, wait a week, right? To get the content from you. And that's not a big deal. Like as long as you are very upfront about that with your audience, that's fine. Like they don't mind waiting a week, right? And you're going to do that for all of your new ideas so that you're not having to sit there right now and create all of these products. The idea is that you are validating them so that if one doesn't sell, well, you haven't wasted a lot of time making it, right? So it's just an incredible validation technique that you can use during kind of this buying frenzy time of year of Black Friday. And what it allows you to do as well is like really go into the next year with this like clear vision of your winning products, right? And you can take those products into the following year and scale them in a really big way, right? So one of the other things I want you to think about is having varying price points during your Black Friday week promotion. So this is obviously going to depend on your business and your target audience and your price points of your products already, but you don't want to have like a full week of $97 products, right? You want to like cater to your audience in different ways and with different levels. And you have some people in your audience who are on the newer end of the spectrum, and you have others in your audience who are more experienced or high level, right? In your subject or your niche. And so you want to cater to all of those people by having multiple offers and multiple price points. So let's say you have a, let's say you like teach people, I don't know, how to knit, and you have like a membership for knitters, and it's, I don't know, $30 a month or something for your membership. Well, that might be, if you already have the existing membership, then that membership's going to be like your signature thing that you're going to open the doors to on the Friday, like on actual Black Friday. But leading up to that, you might have multiple different products at different price points. So you might have a, let's say your membership is more for like, you offer like knitting, I don't know, patterns and tutorials or something. But let's say you have like a beginner's course that's different from your membership. Well, you might have the beginner's course actually for like, I don't know, $67 or something. And that would be, maybe the beginner's course is what is on the Monday. And then on the Tuesday, you just have like a little bundle of patterns that's like, I don't know, $12 or something, right? Like it's a lot less. And then you go up again and you offer some other thing that's like, I don't know, video tutorials on some special technique or something. And that's going for like $47. And you have these varying price points throughout the week, right? On the other end of the spectrum, you might be like a coach or consultant or something like that. You might have more high ticket offers. So let's say your signature program is like $1,000 and you're going to open the doors to that on the Friday. And then throughout the week leading up to the Friday, you have all kinds of different offers that are in the range of like, you could have as low as like a $27 offer. You could have a $97 offer. You could have a $497 offer of all of these different things that are going to solve people's pain points in different ways, right? But it allows you to kind of have that variety and capitalize on your audience in different ways. So that's the idea behind the strategy. So basically, there's kind of like five steps to actually run through it. So step number one is that you're going to map out those offers. You're going to, you know, sketch out your existing products. You're going to think about your audience's pain points. And then you're going to think about what like mini offers could you sell to address those pain points, right? And really map out what all of these different offers could look like, some of which you might already have created and you know, and others you're coming up with for the first time. So for the ones that you're coming up with for the first time, you're going to need to have like a title, a general outline, a couple of bullet points of like the features of what it includes, and then a price point. And you're going to need to have like one mock-up, right? Like one graphic that kind of shows that product. But that's all you need. You don't need to have done all the things to like make it. And I want you to think about like think through what you have created before. And is there any way that you can take what you've created before and repurpose it in a different way? Or let's say you have some giant online course. Can you like take a piece of that course and parcel it out as like a smaller product? Or in vice versa, if you have free content, like a blog post, a podcast episode, a YouTube video, something that's done really well, and you know that people really liked that piece of free content, can you take that and build upon it and like build a piece of paid content that takes it one step further, right? So map all of those things out. That's step one. Step number two is to decide on your 5-day sequence. So I want you to think about those varying price points. I want you to think about ending with like your biggest bang. And I want you to decide on how all five of those things are gonna, like which order you're gonna put them in, basically, right? And if you want to add Cyber Monday into the game, you can either, it can be like a sixth thing that you release on Cyber Monday, or you could re-release the offer from the previous week that did the best, right? So let's say like Wednesday's offer sold like hotcakes. Well, you could re-release it on Cyber Monday, just saying like, you know, we had so many purchases of blah blah on Wednesday. So many of you like are loving it already, and we wanted to make sure that everybody else got an opportunity to snag it. Here it is again, limited time, like ending at midnight tonight. Do something like that, right? So ultimately with Black Friday, like the idea here is that we're using urgency. So the urgency is coming from like the doors being available and open only for a limited time. And again, like I mentioned earlier, if it's something that you always have for sale, then you do need to use price as your urgency mechanism. So that's step number two, is just to, you know, decide on the sequence and how it's all going to run. Step number three is to actually do the setup. So in terms of the tech, like, don't get all crazy with creating insane sales pages for every single product. That is going way above and beyond. It's going to take you too much time. What you're going to want to do is create one main sales page, like one Black Friday promo page, where you can actually have all five, potentially six, of your products laid out there with just like the one mock-up image, the title, and then the features list underneath it, and have like all five of them there with buy buttons underneath each one, that the buy button only becomes active on the day that that particular product is for sale. So like if you come onto the sales page on a Tuesday, well, only Tuesday's product is going to have a live buy button, right? Like all the other days are not going to be active buttons. And so you will have to come in and like be editing these on the fly over the course of Black Friday week. So the other thing you'll need in terms of like the setup is just like having those graphics, like those one mockups per product, have those ready to go, just create them in Canva. And then you will have to have checkout pages for each offer, but those are, can be like really quick to create. If you use something like Thrivecart or Samcart or Sendowl, or I don't know, a PayPal link, like anything, whatever you use now for checkout pages, just use that. Keep it really simple. And also just remember to highlight on the checkout page what the turnaround time is for the product, if it's a product that you haven't created yet. So it could be like a 1 week turnaround, a 2 week turnaround, whatever. And you can have that reiterated in the thank you email that goes out after they've made the purchase. It can just be reiterated again of like, thanks so much for your purchase. This product will be delivered to you on such and such a date. And again, you're just like eliminating the chance of like people writing in being like, I don't see where I can download my thing, right? We just want to make it really, really clear. Step number four is to plan the promotion. So start seeding the offer like of what's coming in your email newsletters and on social media for as long as you can before Black Friday week. And then during Black Friday week, you're going to be sending a daily email. Like you're sending an email every single morning that highlights the new offer of the day. You are remembering to like really talk about the like amazing benefits and transformation that those that offer is providing, right? You're really like doing a good job of selling it and in the email every single day. And I want you to be everywhere that week. Like I want you to be on Instagram stories, on IGTV, on doing Facebook lives in your Facebook group, wherever it is that you have an audience, you need to be hanging out and talking about your offers incessantly every single day of the week. It's going to feel overkill, but remember, people do not see all of your content and they need to be reminded of things, right? And so you need to be everywhere that week. Don't have a lot of other stuff on your schedule that week. Plan for it to be a really big like visibility week for you and just be everywhere. So that's step number four, is the promo. And step number five is to deliver and review. So this is where, you know, this is post Black Friday week. Now you just need to create the content for those deliverables and actually deliver it to your people. It's kind of good. It's going to give you like a swift kick in the bum to actually get stuff done, right? To like get the thing done that you've been having, that idea that you've had swirling in your mind forever. It's forcing you to just get it out and get it done, right? So you're going to work on just delivering the stuff to the people who purchased it. And then I want you to go back and review what sold, what didn't, what can you learn from that? And ultimately, the offers that did sell and did convert really well, well, now it's time to take those ideas and run with them, right? Like take those ideas into next year, into 2020, and build out sales pages for each one of them. Link to them from your website, create funnels for each one of them, right? Like take it to the next level with those products because you obviously have winners. So that is the Black Friday, Cyber Monday validation and cash injection strategy. Five steps. Step number one, map out your offers. Step number two, decide on your 5-day sequence. Step number three, set up the tech. Step number four, plan the promo. Step number five is deliver and review. So I hope that has inspired you. I hope that you are like grabbing your notebook and making tons of notes and brainstorming tons of ideas, because I really encourage you to take advantage of Black Friday, of this buying time of year, right? So let me know if this has been a helpful episode for you. take a snapshot of yourself listening, tag me on Instagram at gemma.bonhamcarter, share it in your stories. I'll share it out to my audience too. Send me a DM if you're going to try this strategy. I would love to hear from you. And if this episode has been one that you have enjoyed, then I would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes. It really helps us get the word out about the podcast. And I would send you some serious, love over the airways if you could leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. So that is it for this week's episode, you guys. I will see you next week. This episode is brought to you by Teachery. Teachery is the online course platform we use and love in our business and absolutely recommend it to you too. Sign up for your Teachery account through our affiliate link and we will send you a free graphics pack. The graphics pack includes plug and play graphics you can use to market your online course or membership. Our affiliate link is included in the show notes along with this episode.